Hey, welcome back to part two of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelarusco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links, come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. Hey, that's not a bad idea. We all live here, right? We also publish information, or I have information published on several different sites, health-access.com and byebyebluesky.com, and other places also publish information from my site, so feel free to peruse and investigate. We publish up with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases allowing to understand the hidden dangers and a possible solution to prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com. augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. We have a website, augmentinforce.com. On that site, we have a catalog link. Feel free to access that catalog. In that catalog, you will find a variety of material there, a flash drive, 32 gigs, with databases, with videos, shows, books, all kinds of things that are there. We also have t-shirts, we have books on DVD, separate books. We also have other remedies that may help you, again, recover or sustain your health. So, again, for more information, feel free to email me at independz@yahoo.com, independz at yahoo.com, and also you can contact me here at 519-977-5351. I also do consultations as well. So, again, if you need a consultation, send me an email. We can get you started. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to make on the show, pertaining to the show, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094. And today's date again is July 22nd, 2017. This is part two. I want to continue on the theme that I've been talking about in regard to nanotechnology, you're being violated by nano, how the whole structure of nano, like I said, is doing things to you that, you know, you're not aware of. Some of you are having issues in regard to anxiety thoughts, fear thoughts, seductive thoughts, thoughts that are playing like a video camera, thoughts that are what you may consider possibly some kind of fantasy thoughts, or thoughts of, again, dramatic thoughts that play in your head, and all of a sudden you get sucked into that emotion. A lot of that is being piped into your head. A lot of that's coming right directly through your head. A lot of times I get emails asking me, Tone, you got anything for tinnitus? I tell everybody there's nothing wrong with your hearing. You don't have tinnitus. What you've got going on is you're hearing those towers going off morning, noon, and night at different times, at different pitches, at different frequencies. And you're going to find that at certain times when the frequency is really elevated extremely high, that's when the weather in your area is changing. You may get a storm, you may get a heat wave, you may get a drought, you may get a flood of hail, you may get a flood of snow. That is because the weather is being modified with these frequencies, and these frequencies are coming from these towers. And what's happening is you're hearing these frequencies. And so somebody's saying, well, what happened? What about people in the past? The people in the past started hearing the antenna frequencies when AM and FM were brought into the scene. prior to the 50s, people were not having these issues. The 60s came along and rock and roll was making its debut. All this rock and roll was all about frequency. While you were listening to the song, these antennas were going up and they were pumping out frequencies. We didn't have these issues, again, prior to the 60s. A lot of things, like I said, you start peeling back and going back in time, you're going to find that every decade when there was a change, an introduction to some kind of tech, that's when people started having health issues. Smart meters are causing traumatic issues with people because of the high-pitched frequencies that are going through the house. Some of you are not even aware that your house may be a hub, where it's like a central hub where the whole neighborhood's readouts are going through your hub, which can increase the impact of the frequency, which is being sent to the power companies or wherever it's going. Keep in mind, this is, you know, nothing is what it used to be. And I've been telling people for a while, either get some paint, copper sulfate, and paint the inside of your house with copper and the outside with lead-based paint. Get some lead, buy some lead powder, mix it into a gallon of paint. You're probably going to need about 12 to 14 ounces per gallon. And I put a little canola oil with it and mix it up. What will happen is the canola oil will bind with the lead and whatever, and then you'll be able to paint it on the house and it'll penetrate, because canola oil is a penetrant, which will take that lead deeper into the wood. You got to start thinking in terms of how can you defend yourself. When you go outside, you're going to work, and you're driving your vehicle, you're going grocery shopping, going to school, or whatever you're doing in life, once you're outside, you're fully exposed. And you're getting hit full on with frequencies. You pull out that phone, the phone is beaming you in the head. If you don't have a shielding mechanism for your phone, it is constantly sending out pulses, hitting you in the head and hitting your genetic code, breaking it down. There are things out there, we got them here at the shop, where basically it's a dual pocket shield. The one pocket you put it in, it actually blocks any transmission coming into that phone. The second shield leaves only one side open. So you would put the shielding against your body, leaving the unshielded area outside facing out, so that the signal can only come in one way. It can't go through your body. It has to go to the phone. It zeroes in on the phone. So these are things you need to start considering. If you're going to play with this tech, you're going to have to learn how to neutralize this tech, or how to use things so that you're not being influenced and damaged by the tech. These are things, again, you can again start to look at, because that's the world we're living in today. We're living in an AI world. We're living in a world that is being manufactured like a computer simulation program. The assimilation process is going on daily with people who are getting saturated more and more with this nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic life than ever before. And as a result, people are now becoming more and more, how many of you can't remember anything? How many of you will walk not even three steps and can't remember what the heck you were doing? How many of you go completely blank when you're having a conversation? All of a sudden, you don't know what you're talking about. That's the frequencies, that's the aluminum, that's the barium, that's the titanium dioxide, that's the nano silver, that's the cadmium, that's the neurotoxins that you're consuming with these artificial sweeteners, the neotame and aspartame. How many are feeling uncoordinated? That could be coming from the Splenda. It's a chlorinated sugar, it's affecting the spine and the kidneys. Like I said, it's a combination of things, it's not just one thing. And when you're looking at sustainability, you have to start thinking in terms of your personal sustainability and what you need in today's times, not 1970. You're a vegan back in 1970, you might have got away with it, not today. If you're a raw meat food eater, don't think because you're eating raw foods that you're any safer. It's not the same like it was back then. We are inundated with this material. And unless you can purge it out of the foods before you eat it, you are going to be taking it in. That's the way it is. And there is no safe food. If you think because you're eating raw, you're safe, you're completely out to lunch. If you're a vegan thinking you're eating something clean and whole because you don't want to eat an animal, God forbid you eat an animal. Oh, okay. Well, it's because of you vegans. And I'm going to tell it to you straight on. It's because of you vegans that they're using these genetically engineered chemicals and modified chemicals, because they got to plant more stuff in the ground now because everyone's going against the cow. I'll tell you something that Canada did to interrupt that frame of thought. This is what the Canadian government did. Canadian government went and asked the general population what type of foods they want to eat. This is basically a survey type question to see how much they've influenced people to believe in the bullshit, the total bullshit of veganism. So people said that they wanted to eat more vegetables. And I listened to this and I thought, this they asked to a brain dead community who have absolutely no idea of nutritional value and have absolutely no idea, they have absolutely no idea what's in the food. What's being sprayed and what's inundated, what has genetically clung together. So when you're looking at this kind of questionnaire and the government and they bragged about it, you know, the government bragged about it. So now the government is going to go out of their way to plant more vegetation material so they can put more sprays on the ground. And this is the oxymoron here behind the whole thing. When you're saying that you don't want to eat an animal because it's being abused and it's being, you know, whatever it is, you know, your argument is about that, nobody's questioning that. Nobody's saying that, yeah, no, I mean, there are humane ways of killing the livestock. And again, that's what I'm saying, go to your local farmer or whatever. But basically, this is straining a gnat and swallowing a camel. The earth is being blistered to death with these bloody chemicals. And on top of that, it's being fumigated with chemtrails. And that is being pulsed with these frequencies from these towers. So the earth is being butchered left, right, and center. But that's okay as long as you can have your lettuce and your frickin' kale and everything else. But, God forbid, you eat a cow who will eat the grasses, crap out his backside. What's coming out with the bacteria and the fiber there will replenish and replace in the earth what the earth needs to heal the earth and to keep the earth going. This I find incredibly, incredibly naive. And then they sell you on this bullshit about the greenhouse gases. The greenhouse gases we're dealing with are those chemtrails that they're releasing in the sky. And the stuff that's been coming out of these factories for the last 50 years that have no scrubbers, no filtering devices, nothing. And they cover that up by distracting people with this nonsense. It's complete, utter rubbish. And when you're looking at this concept here, this is where common sense has to come in. Don't just follow the program. I always tell you, even check out what I'm telling you. Don't just listen to something on NBC, ABC, CBS, or whatever bloody channel you're watching, and believe these guys. These guys are liars. They're professional liars. That's why they call them actors. Your weatherman isn't giving you the weather. He's forecasting what they're going to bring into your environment. He's telling them, okay, you're telling us what they're going to do in our environment. How many times have you heard, rain is coming. Today, forecast for today is rain. You're going to get rain. And it doesn't happen. Well, isn't that interesting? And this is going on more so than ever before. Oh, we're going to have a thunderstorm. We're going to have blah, 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 and all. And nothing happens. Does that ever occur to you that what's going on here? One time I was at my mom's in the U.S. and I was watching the weather pattern coming through Jackson, Michigan. It was coming out of Ohio and Indiana, and the storm was coming right toward Detroit, right toward and going across. And when it hit Jackson, Michigan, all of a sudden the storm split in two. Like something put a wedge between the storm front and split it in two. One went south and one went north up toward Lansing and Flint and kept going toward London, Ontario, and right across into Buffalo. And the other one kept going further south. And I told my mom, I said, take a look at that. to see what just happened there. The storm was moving at a good velocity, good movement, and all of a sudden it split right there. Why did it split there? There's no body of water. There's nothing that could possibly affect it, like a lake or stream or river. It just happened to split. That's frequencies. If you go on YouTube, you can actually see them playing with a harp technology in the ocean, where they created a tight funnel, maybe a foot in circumference, that they fired from the sky, and it hit the ocean where a pod of dolphins were, and it fried them, literally. Your whales are being beached left, right, and center because their signals from these frequencies is disrupting their guidance system in their brain. But they tell you some kind of hocus pocus on the TV and you fall for it. You see, you think, oh, those poor whales, see, oh, they lost their mind. Something interrupted that, their brain cells or their brain function. Something caused that to disrupt. The whales today and the seafood and the ocean life today is consuming high levels of metal components coming from industrial areas. They're finding that the whales over in the Pacific, around China and Australia way, are having high levels of cadmium, high levels of, chromium, high levels of other industrial metals that they never had before. So when they get hit with a frequency, because it operates the same way that we do, it hits because they've got the metals embedded into their blubber, and now it's affecting their central nervous system, and it's causing them to go awry. Same with the dolphins. We're having dolphins that are beaching themselves. Why would they have this? These are one of the most sophisticated animals on the planet. They use 20% of their brain. They use more of their brain than we do. 20%. And they are beaching themselves. Why is that? Well, because they lost their way, because their compass broke or their barometer broke. Tsunami threw them off course. A vortex underneath the earth opened up and threw them over into the wrong section. The fantasy and the fiction. Another word for it is bullsh. I can't say the full word, but you get what I'm saying. This is what... Look at our bees. Our bees have a homing device of their own. They can go anywhere in the field and come back to their hive. And they're dying. So first they're blaming the neonicotinoids killing the bees. I said from the word get-go, that was BS. It would have had an impact for sure. But what's killing the bees is the chemtrails coming down from the sky, embedding themselves into the pollen. The bees are now consuming that material or being exposed to that material, and because it's on a nano scale, it's bypassing and penetrating their bodies, getting into their brain, because it does translocate, and as soon as they turn on a frequency, these bees have lost direction. They have no idea where they're going. And then they die. So a lot of times when you're hearing some of the stuff on TV, try to put two and two together and don't get caught up on the drama. Don't get caught up on the theatrics there. Oh, the poor bees. Oh, we lost so many. Oh, it's a serious situation. It is a serious situation because without the bees, we die. Without them pollinating the earth and sustaining the life on the planet, guess what? We're not that far behind. And I will tell you another thing. If we start seeing the sparrow population going, we're next. We are next. That's where we're at today. So you're not going to get this on mainstream news. You will never get this on mainstream news. Never. The sparrow is one bird that's indigenous throughout the planet. It's in Australia. It's in New Zealand. It's in Russia. It's in China. It's in India. It's in Pakistan. It's in Ukraine. It's in Romania. It's in Yugoslavia, or what was left of Yugoslavia. It's in the United Kingdom. It's in France. It's in Germany, Italy, throughout Africa, South America, North America, United States, Canada, Alaska. If we see that bird starting to go down, guess what? Now we got some serious contemplating here to do. So I would encourage you to become more active in what's going on today. Because this is the reality we're in today. We're no longer in 1970. We're no longer in 1960. 1960 is when they initiated a lot of this stuff. And look where we are at after 57 years. We've got more people sick than we've ever had. They got more people with mutations than we've ever had. When you look at a kid today who's between any age actually today, and you see them already physically distorted, or you're seeing a young girl at 5 and 6 years old already having development happening. See the backside already starting to look like a woman's butt that's fully developed. At 6 or 7 years old, you know the genetics are being altered. When you see a young male boy who now has breast, got hips, got a butt like a girl, you know that there's been some kind of genetic distortion going on. When you're seeing young males, young females walking down the street and they have excess mass and distorted mass on their personage, you know that they have had some kind of genetic exposure. And a lot of these kids today are suffering from high levels of respiratory issues, high levels of digestive disorders, high level of diabetes at a young age. What is damaging their organs? What is altering their physiology? What is affecting their normal genetic development that they should be developing? When I was a kid, many, many ancient years ago, when we grew up, we had muscle. We played sports. We didn't play with phones. We didn't play with computers. We had muscle. We were lean, very muscle, very packed. The women were very racked. Whoop. We were racked, stacked, and packed. The women were in my day. When they walked, they were tight. They were packed. They had a sway. They were balanced. For the most part, I mean, you saw the odd one that wasn't, but for the most part, they were all pretty balanced. Their genetic code wasn't being violated. Women were being experimented on and exploited like no end. But again, when you looked at the difference between those kids, my generation, 50s generation, to when we grew up, and the kids today, it's like night and day. What we ate back then, what we were exposed to back then, what they're exposed to today is a totally, totally different world. We were getting hit with frequencies back in the 60s with the AM and FM antennas, but they're nowhere near the intensity that they are today, and now they want to build 5G. 5G. Now, why would they want to go with 5G? Ever think about that for 1 minute? 5G. Is it so that you can have a better phone reception? They don't really care about you, so why would they care about you having a good connection? Unless the connection is there to access you. You've got all this nanomaterial in your body, throughout your body, your brain, your spine, your stem of your neck, your muscles, your shoulders, your organs. You'd be very easy to send a signal to a more effective means of sending a signal through to your body that can now stimulate all kinds of unwanted characteristics to happen. It's an easy way to wipe out a population in any center that they want to target. That's what's going on. It would be better if everybody took their cell phones and literally caved them in. You know, just caved them in. Just reading something here. Hold on a second. So anyway, when you're looking at these events going on right now, you may, like I said, start to think in terms of what's really happening. Don't get sucked into the La La Land, the Disney World channel, you know, on NBC, ABC, or CBS, they're not going to tell you anything. In fact, they're going to show you everything's nice and rosy. Everything's okay, all right with the world. Yeah, we have some issues going on, you know, with the Muslims. We've got some issues going on in the Middle East. We've got some issues going on. But for the most part, we've got it pretty good. This is the indicator that they're telling you, to keep you asleep and to keep you stupid. You know, these cell phones have been a bane. Look at your kids today. Their attention spans all about 3 seconds because they're too busy on that phone. And they're always looking to text, type, or communicate with that phone. They can't let that phone go. They can't put it down. Why is that? Why is that? You know, why can't they put that phone down? Heck, we had a dial-up and we had the push-button phones, you know. And as soon as we hung up, we put the thing down and we took off and did whatever we were going to do. You know, and then we got the answering machine, so if you wanted to leave a message, left a message, and when you came home, you'd call up whoever, okay? But the phone was not a priority in life. Everybody didn't have a phone. I still don't have a cell phone. Don't want one. You know, but everyone's got to have that thing with them, boy. You got to have it. You got to have it. You got to have it. You know, and this is, again, technology that's accessing you. You think you're accessing it, it's accessing you, and it's programming you, believe it or not. So when you're looking at these things today, you have to look at them with a certain level of clarity, because if you're not looking at these properly, you are going to wind up in a position where all of a sudden you're going to wake up one day and you've been lobotomized. You won't know who you are, what you are, but the phone will tell you. The phone will tell you what to do. The phone will tell you where to go. The phone will tell you how to do it. This is where it's heading. The next generation, I've talked about this, when we're talking about genetic damage to the human race, we got now transgenders. Transgenders. We never had a transgender back in the 60s, 50s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And we had a homosexual element for sure, which came out of, you know, which we saw really get exploded back in the mid-1970s, early 80s, coming from Haiti. And we understand now, looking back, that they were exposed to high levels of atrazine or other endocrine disrupting chemicals that created that issue. But today we have a transgender. We have a girl growing up thinking she's a boy. We have a boy growing up thinking he's a girl. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that picture? And now we have governments trying to tell us that we can no longer genderize. Come on back and we'll continue on that thought. See you in a bit.
Republic Magazine.tv. That's Republic Magazine.tv.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelrusco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. We left off with talking about genetics, talking about how we have a condition going on today on a global level where, you know, we've got people who think in terms of they don't know who they are, what they are. They have no concept of, you know, their gender. And now if you even make mention of their gender, they may feel offended or feel threatened or whatever. So now the government has passed some kind of rules and regulations, again, to their code, because it's not a law, it's a code, really. They're calling a law that you cannot no longer specify a gender. Now, I find that a little interesting, and I think you should as well, because as we grew up, a male had certain qualities and characteristics, and a female had certain qualities and characteristics. But today, because those qualities and characteristics are no longer working the way they should because of some alteration that has occurred over a period of time, then we now can't say this person's a woman or a male. And this is going to open up a whole can of worms, literally. You know, this now takes the load off the government. This takes the load off the medical field. So they now can't get sued. This takes the load off the corporations that have created the GMOs, that created the genetically engineering of foods. This takes the load off of them so they cannot be litigated against. Because when you got something that corrupt, something had to change. Something had to be put into the system somewhere, some way, somehow. And we already know that atrazine can alter the genetic code of the endocrine system. We already know this. That's all over the place. You can look at the actual research by the researcher who did the research for Syngesta. Now, China has bought Syngesta. Bayer has bought Monsanto. So now if you go to try to sue Monsanto, there is no Monsanto. It's Bayer that you'd have to sue. So this is what they've done. You know, this is a game. And again, if you follow what's going on, you can interpret this correctly. You know, just to kind of blindly or blithely just, you know, listen to something and that's all you hear. You know, oh, they just bought this, oh, they just bought that, oh, yeah, China got this, oh, Germany got that, oh, yeah, and you know, no, because Monsanto's been trying to get into Europe for decades. And the Europeans have been getting genetics. This is without question. They just weren't getting them from Monsanto. But they were buying Monsanto seed, and they were planting that seed to feed that crop to the animals, which then were being fed to the people. So the genetic disarrangement of the soil was still going on. plant a seed, a genetically engineered seed in the soil, it changes even the bacterial structure of the soil. So when you're adding these things to the land anyway, you're altering the landscape. And you still had other corporations there like IG Farben and Bayer that were, again, putting GMOs in the ground. And then there were other companies too, like BASF and Dow and everybody else. Pfizer. So they weren't, it wasn't any better in Europe either. You know, it just was hidden better. They knew the Europeans were up in arms over it, and they just sort of kept it low key. And this is where we're at today. Now, China, India are having their fair share of exposure to the same nanochemistry or nanogenetic chemistry that we're getting today, except now it's more refined. They already had the trial run with Canada, United States, and Europe, and now it's being exported to Asia. Let's wipe out those Asians. Let's wipe them. Let's change their genetic code. Let's really screw them up. You know. So again, you know, this is the reality we live in. So again, you got to start thinking. If I'm going to a grocery store, and I'm going to go buy my food from a grocery chain, okay, you know bloody well that there's been irradiation, there's been spraying, there's been dusting in the silos, dusting in the containers. There has been some kind of component being put in the storage that, again, these foods are absorbing. And then if you're getting, let's say you are getting an organic food, let's just say, you know, somehow, some way it does get through, which, again, I don't have a belief in 1 minute that actually will happen. But let's, for those of you who still have this illusion, let's say it does get by. Then it gets mixed with the other food supply. There goes your organics. There it goes. And you got to remember, don't think for 1 minute that they will keep it separate. And don't think for 1 minute that they're selling an organic, supposed organic product, they won't mix non-organics with it. That has gone on. Even with this, I forget what it's called, down in South America, where they're trying to make sure that they get a fair, something fair. Anyway, it's about keeping parity and fairness for what they're doing and giving them almost a standard of wages that would be equivalent to what we're doing here. I forget what it's called now. But again, don't think for 1 minute that isn't being done. You know, I've talked to people in that market as well, and they told me, yeah, if they want an organic coffee and they're short on the supply, guess what? They mix something else with it. That's the reality. I mean, and again, you might think, and it may shock you, and it may stun you, you know, and I think the shock and the stun is because you have an unrealistic expectation of today's safety margin. We don't have it. If you even look up the USDA, the history of the USDA, and if you can't find the research, send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. I will send you that document explaining how the USDA started hijacking the food supply in the United States starting around 1910, around that time, or 1904. Somewhere in that time frame, they began to start to diminish the food supply. We've gone a long way since then. And now the food supply has been adulterated with not only genetics, but with nanotechnology as well. And that's where it's at. And again, if you still think for 1 minute that you're getting some kind of whatever, then I will issue you a very mild challenge. Go get yourself a 60X ocular scope. Take it with you to any grocery store, and I don't care which one you go to. Want to go to Whole Foods? Go to Whole Foods. If you want to go to your local supermarket, go to your local supermarket. Go wherever you want to go. So check it out. Look at the stuff through the scope. See what you got. Take it home. Take a brush. Take a scouring pad. You scour the stuff. Look at your apples. They will be sealed with the nano in the skin. And no matter how hard you scrub, it will be embedded in the skin. Same with the pear. Bananas, you can peel them. Take off the peel. You will have a coating on the inside. It goes right through the skin. It goes right through. When you go into a supermarket, look at your tomatoes, look at your potatoes, look at some of the pears coming from China. Look at those black spots. Look at those brown, freckled, speckled material. Now, on the outside, it looks like maybe whatever it could be, or whatever you want to call it, bruising, a little dirt, and a little something. But look at that stuff under a scope. Look at it under a scope. Then see what you're seeing. You might see fibrous materials growing out, wires sticking out. You might see chips of material, metal, shiny stuff sticking in there, embedded. You might see a thread that looks like a thread that's basically moving along the skin. That's a fullerene, a nano fullerene that is now assembling. Okay. Look at when you're going to the grocery store, look at the chickens because they're wrapped up in plastic. But sometimes you may actually see a fiber on that chicken that ain't a feather. Looks like a string or a rope. That is not a string or a rope. That is a fullerene. You know, look at the stuff. Face it. Don't run from it, because if you run from it, all you're going to wind up doing is, if it doesn't get you now, it definitely will get you later, because it will accumulate and aggregate in your system. There's no question that it'll do this. Okay, there's no running. There's no hiding. There's no sticking your head up your backside. There's no sticking your head in the sand. You've got to face this head on, and you have to realize that it's going to take a concerted effort from everybody to get this insanity to stop. The food supply is your main thing. The ecosystem that exists today, the environmental systems that exist today, have to be cleaned up. And the onus should fall on the groups like Monsanto, Syngenta, Symbis, BASF, Dow, DuPont, Nestle's. These companies are the ones that put the stuff in the environment. They're making billions and billions off of everybody because the government is protecting them. They should be the ones to clean it up and restore the damage they've done. Okay, and this is going to take a concerted effort by everybody to make that happen. When you're talking what happened in Canada, you know, about 15 years ago or so, to a farmer in Saskatchewan, which was again unconscionable that the government of Canada actually ruled against a man whose farm was exposed by a truck driving down the road with a tarp that wasn't tarped down. And the seed got on his property. And instead of remuneration coming from the company for polluting his property, the farmer was charged for having their technology on his land. This is insanity. You can't move the property. You can't lift it off the earth while the truck is driving by. But this is the insanity. And the farmers up there, shame on them. They should have stood with that farmer and fought this. They should have stood with that farmer and fought this. They could have driven Monsanto out of Canada. Today, now we're stuck with them. For now. Or should I say Bayer. So again, that's my point here, because everybody didn't do anything. If there's a big tiff going on in an area, they're going to walk away. They know nobody's going to want this stuff. And the farmers need to be educated further, because they've been handed such a line of bullshit, it's not even funny. And they think their profit margins are going to be wonderful and great because they can grow this food and they can have a higher volume and a higher yield, and as a result, they can make more money. There's that greed factor involved. And again, I understand that because farming is not an easy profession. But what you've got going on there is basically these farmers are being utilized in the poisoning of a nation or poisoning of a country or poisoning of a state or province. The education has to be there. You know, and like I said, the cleanup of removing just the glyphosates alone that's in the soil is going to require a huge undertaking because it takes 8 years to break down. And it's been going into the soil for over 30 years. So do the math. We're talking about 240 years before that the earth will be restored, unless some activity happens where they can pull it out faster. So again, we're not living in 1970 anymore. We're not living in those days. And to further take this to another level, just because you see people on the internet having lesions and skin issues and other things going on and saying that they've got some kind of nanopoisoning or Morgellons or whatever they're calling it, and you're not seeing these things happen, but you're having some of the symptoms, whether you've got brain fog or pain or whatever, you might want to look at it. When people contact me with the email and they show me some of the markings on their body, I write back, that's nanopoisoning. Some people freak, which is understandable. Some people want to go into a denial factor. Then they go to a doctor to get some kind of antibiotic or cream or whatever, and it doesn't go away. It comes back even worse. So I'm going to tell you as well, leave all grains alone. Leave even the pseudo grains alone, like your quinoas, leave your millets, your buckwheat. Leave them alone. Any bread, any grain, even the gluten-free nonsense, they tell you it's gluten-free. This is, again, where people are don't thinking. If it's gluten-free and we take the protein out of that bread has been genetically engineered. Or it has been genetically modified. Because you're taking something that's normally and naturally in the grain, and now you've removed it. You've created something other than bread. Now, the gluten was never a problem until they started genetically engineering the wheat. And the wheat has been modified over 300 times. Don't let anybody BS you that wheat has never been touched. That's a lot of horse hockey. People never got sick eating bread made of wheat. In my day, we used to eat it all the time. Nobody ever got sick. Nobody had any allergies. That came later, around the 1980s. All of a sudden, gluten-free made the big stink. Gluten-free. Oh, you can eat your gluten-free bread. We're still genetically engineered, but hey, you could eat it. And you could eat it with safety. And the issue you got to also recognize is this. If you eat a genetically engineered bread, you eat a genetically engineered cereal, you eat a genetically engineered rice, you eat a genetically engineered corn, you eat a genetically engineered soy, or you eat a component that has all those things in it, what are you really eating? And what is that really doing to you? Now, take it to the next level. Now, let's spray some nanoparticles on it. Let's spray some nanosilver. Let's put an organosilicate in it that has nanotechnology in it. What's that doing now? Genetically altered the plant. Now we've altered it again by adding this component, which affects the DNA and the genetics of the plant. Wow, what are we getting? What are you actually eating? Is the stuff assembling in that fiber because of the carbon content? And if it is it spreading through the plant? And if you're eating it, what's that doing to you? Is it transferring its programming into you? These are things that make you go, or bump in the night. Okay? You need to not shut your eyes anymore. You need to open them up, and you need to start using the gray matter. You know, there are things you can do to neutralize some of this. There are things to do to detox yourself from it. You know, and you have to recognize that this is the necessity that's required. Because if you're not going to do anything, this thing will break you down. There's a guy I've seen on the YouTube, and this guy you can see he's in complete denial. And you can see how badly broken down he is. He came out and started talking about using antibiotics, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And the guy's asking for it. It's going to come back in such a vicious hit. You know, it's going to cripple this guy. You know, and he ain't listening to anything else. So carry on. You'll find out the hard way. And that's how it's going to be for some of you. You're going to go down that doctor thing. You're going to see the medical. They're going to give you all kinds of creams, antibiotics, and whatnot. And then you're going to see a little slight change. And then it's going to go bad fast. And it's going to be worse than what you started with. Because all they're doing with these chemicals is suppressing the program. They're suppressing the component. Once this stuff creates a biofilm in the body, once your biofilm is created on the material will start using your biofilm as building block to spread itself. That's how it works. When you see these pictures on the YouTube and on the different sites, and you got this gelatinous material, that's your biofilm covering, encasing the nanotechnology in the system. And the majority of it is going to be a carbon nanotube or a carbon particle, which again is graphene. And it assembles. And there is absolutely no resistance with graphene. You can fire whatever form of energy you want, light, electrical, magnetic, heat, and it's a complete 100% connection. No resistance. And that's what's assembling. So like I said, it's time to take an active position in your research and then start learning what to do to start pulling this stuff out, keeping it down at a reduced level until we get the planet back, till the planet is restored to humanity. Real humans, people that are from this planet, people that are that care about this planet, you are going to be dealing with this for a long, long time. And if you've already been afflicted and infected, you can reduce it down to where you can live, what's a normal life anymore, but you can live a more manageable life until, again, somebody comes up with a real solution to knock this thing out. So far, what we've been given will drastically reduce the load, will drastically help you recover a great deal of your health back. As far as it being a cure, I can't make that claim, but I can say it can make a drastic difference in helping you. That I can tell you. And again, it's key that you pay attention to this technology. Like I said, go to my website, augmentinforce.com. Look at the May-June link that's put up and look at nano transformation. It will start you off in the direction you need to go. Okay, so check it out. All right, before I go any further, I'm always encouraging you to support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Support them, keep them afloat, keep them going, help them out, keep the station running. That's my mantra, I guess, to keep them going. Because again, you're not going to get this kind of information from the local radio station, and you're not going to get it from mainstream. So you may as well support a network that is going to give you the information. This is my thinking anyway. Okay, you got byebyebluesky.com with Susan Meyer, and you got Gag Canada with Bernadette Green. Again, these are two sites, two places, the two activists that are very active in Canada trying to get an awareness factor out so we can do something about what's going on up there, making the changes required so that we can live on a healthier planet. The planet is being slaughtered. The planet is being fumigated. The planet is being destroyed. Okay, and it's going to be up to us to make it happen as far as making the changes required. So again, support them if you can, go to their sites, help them out any way you can. Byebyebluesky.com, Susan Meyer, and Gag Canada with Bernadette Green. I'm always telling you to support the local farmers. There's a couple here on my site. You can check them out. You've got, support your local farmer in your area. Check them out. Talk with them. Work with them. Seeing about getting a local food supply coming from your local farmers. That would be by far the best thing you could do to sustain and keep your family at the most optimum health you can. Nothing is going to be pristine and completely clean. When you wake up to that reality, you'll start doing things, taking measures to filter out, neutralize your food. So again, check it out. Natural Earth Organics in my area here in Essex County, she shops at the farm. She gets the farm supply. Check her out. Check out your local farmers. Then you got me here down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I got a website, augmentinforce.com. There's a catalog link. Access the catalog link. Look and see what's there. If there's anything of any interest, feel free to access, send me an email, let me know what you want. There's the flash drive, 32 gig with 30 gigs of information. It's there. We got books on DVD, separate books. It's also there. We also have t-shirts, and we eventually I'll have the bucket and the triangle in there as well. If you go on the main page of that site, augmentinforce.com, there is a nano bucket link right on the main page in the directory of contents section where I'm showing you how to make that bucket. So again, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Make the bucket. That's what I would tell you to do. Start utilizing that. And as time goes on, we'll show you more and more ways to make your bucket more effective. All right. Again, feel free to give me a shout, 519-977-5351, or send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. And I also do consultations as well. So if you need a consultation, we can go down that road. All righty. Take the bull by the horn. Take the initiative. Don't run from this. There's nowhere to run. Start looking at the stuff. Start doing the research. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Check out the sites, check out the nano transformation, check out the, again, the new links. And again, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Get networking. All right, talk to you in a bit.